Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust at AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now out there on the Osage at 95.1. I'm Tom Davis, and we have here world-renowned women's ranch rodeo performer extraordinaire. Billy, how you doing today?
Great. How about yourself?
Oh, Billy Franks with us here making a return engagement. And so is the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association World Finals. Welcome back to the area.
I'm loving it.
Well, you got to. Now, normally this would take place in Kansas, but last year because of COVID, we had to option and we had to go to Pawhuska.
Yes, sir.
And that turned out pretty well for you.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm hoping that's our home from now on.
Well, that's great. They've got that Brantley Indoor Arena there that's pretty darn nice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Pawhuska treats us well, and the community welcomes us, and it just gets better.
I love it. Now, we've got this coming up on Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th of October.
Yep, and we're going to have a kickoff party on the 14th at the Constantine Theater, if anybody wants to come to that.
Nice play.
Yeah.
Three digs there.
Yeah.
The man alive. So this is going to be kind of cool. Now, at this kickoff party, we kind of get to know the participants a little bit, kind of a mix and mingle.
Yeah, the Osage Cattle Women's Association is going to provide a meal. The tickets are $10 at the door.
Yeah.
And the doors open at, 6 o'clock? Mm-hmm. And the cow cutter will start at 7. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come and buy your favorite team, mm-hmm. try to make a little money.
Sure.
Yeah.
No one's opposed to making money. I know.
Doing a little gambling?
Sure. That never happened out here in cowboy country, cowgirl country, ever.
Nope.
Now, what's going on Friday? What can we expect on Friday night?
Okay, Friday morning is the first performance at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of mixing it up a little bit this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, like normal, we'll have five events per performance, mm-hmm. and there'll be three performances, so two on Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday a.m. performance is going to be what we call the Classic Five events, mm-hmm. and that will be, I wrote down so I wouldn't forget, the trailer loading, uh-huh. which is going to be sorting and roping.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the calf branding, which is just roping and mock branding.
Yeah.
Then a doctoring event, which is roping. The mugging tie-down event, which is roping, and then sometimes bulldogging them down.
You have to and, sometimes.
And then sorting.
Uh-huh.
Round two, which will be Friday evening, mm-hmm. We're going to do some new events. Steer branding. So you're going to be heading and heeling and mm-hmm. branding a steer, a big mm-hmm. steer, like right. 500-600-pound steer. Ribbon roping we've added this year, which is kind of a girl's wild cow milking without having to mug a 2,000-pound cow. You don't want to hurt anybody's mom, right?
No, you don't want to do that.
So it's a kind of a mock wild cow milking. Uh-huh. It gets uh-huh. a little interesting. Uh-huh. Then we're going to do the team pinning, which is sorting. Event. Then there's a double team roping where everybody ropes.
Oh, wow.
It'll be fun. And then the mugging event again. That's everybody's favorite event. Mm-hmm. And then round three on Saturday at 1, the girls get to vote their four favorite events. We're still going to do the mugging event because we know they'll vote that in anyway.
Yeah, it's a given.
That's a given. So then they get to vote on their other four events mm-hmm. that they choose are their four favorites. So
okay.
kind of mixing it up so nobody really knows what's going to be in that round three.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Yeah,
that is
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, these are the top 12 teams across the nation, across the world.
Yeah.
Because it's a world championship.
It's a world finals, yeah.
So this just isn't any kind of lollygagging thing here. This is the big time. This is the big trophy. This is the big buckle, right?
Yeah.
It's the big thing.
It's the thing.
Good gravy.
So we got girls competing for the world title.
Uh-huh.
So they went to all of these rodeos throughout the season
mm-hmm.
and gained points.
Mm-hmm.
And their points at the finals will count towards... So you won't know till the end of the finals who wins the world.
Yeah.
And then you got girls competing that's not setting real high in the world standings. so they could win the rodeo itself, mm-hmm. the average of the three.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be the same people, and it's been done before. The same people's won the world and the world finals.
Wow. Yep. Cool. This is really neat. That is October 15th and 16th. That's at the Clarence Brantley Indoor Arena in beautiful Pawhuska out there at the spacious fairgrounds. This is the indoor one. You're not going to the outdoor one unless you want to get a
We've got a little trade show going on.
A little bit of everything, huh?
Do a little shopping.
Well, that doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt the economy at all. In fact, it stimulates it a little bit. Now, I understand that the tickets are $10 per performance or $25 for all the performances, and the kids under 10 can get in free. That's pretty cool.
You bet.
And give them that experience.
Right. Right. And then we're going to give some free tickets away.
Yes, we are.
From here at the radio station.
Yes, we are. We're going to do some during the lunch hour today. We're going to try to give away 10 tickets. That's 5 pair.
Yeah.
How's that? Thank you for your generosity.
You're welcome. We want a crowd.
Well, you're going to get one.
Yeah.
That is for sure. Now, first of all, this is the 17th year for this. That says something. That's got some stability. It's got some duration.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I've been there for every single one of them.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yep.
And I imagine there are a few gals that have, too. One or two, maybe. Nope, you're it.
I'm the only one that's been at every finals so far, yep.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yep.
So this is really cool. Now, when you were up in Kansas, of course, they were great hosts, but as we know, the COVID changed everything, and just as luck would have it, we got you here in Pawhuska, and it worked out great, and here's hoping that, you know, that 18, 19, 20, all the way through whenever Ranch Rodeo runs its course.
I would stay in the Osage.
You don't mind that at all?
Not at all.
Good. That is really really nice to have local entertainment right here, and you're getting high caliber, too. Now, the people of Pawhuska, the folks that, you know, do the economic impact and everything, they said that was a darn good run. They were really happy. They were glowing.
And the girls love Pawhuska.
Oh, yeah. What's not to like about that? I mean, you got places to eat, shop, stay.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Go to the Ben Johnson Museum.
Yes, why not? It's there.
Yeah.
It's just a block away from the main drag.
Yeah.
And, it's open quite a bit. So, folks, while you're visiting and you're taking it all in for the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association World Finals Rodeo out there at the Brantley Indoor Arena, do yourself a favor and just take a little drive around Pawhuska and around Osage County because it's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
And there are lots of attractions there, everything from the Mercantile to the Ben Johnson Museum. And then, of course, just the nature's beauty. It's just beautiful rolling hills and everything. It's just something.
Yeah, and we got teams from Louisiana, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma. I don't know what state I'm leaving out. I'm sure I'm leaving one out, but we
Rhode Island. No, I'm kidding. I just threw that in there for the...
We got 12 really good teams, and I've talked to all of these teams. It's going to be on a little podcast that we have, and them talking about their favorite event and what they think their advantage is over the other teams, and listen to them brag on their teammates. It's a little fun.
Now, you do this podcast, folks. I got to tell you, it is genuinely out there on site. You can hear her riding a horse and talking to people at the same time, you know, or doing whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
And whatever the situation may be. Where can we find your podcasts?
Anywhere podcasts are offered. Women's Ranch Radio Show.
There you go.
Or they can go to our website, and there's a link on the website that will take them to the podcast.
Well, super.
Yep.
Now, you've got just one left here before we get to the finals on the podcast, right? Got one team left that you're going to try to nail down right before the big
Yeah,
event.
I got one team to talk to before the podcast is complete.
What do we got to do to get them on?
I don't know.
Yeah,
well, hog tie them? I don't know.
Threaten them with that mock branding business.
Yeah.
Here, we're going to ink you. But it's really going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, listen to the podcast regularly. That's a little bit of a job, isn't it?
It's pretty raw. I don't do a lot of editing.
Well, that's good because folks are getting the unvarnished. They're getting the real deal there.
Yeah, we could be in the feed truck. We could be horseback. We could be in the barn. Sometimes we're sitting at the kitchen table, cooking supper, visiting. It's just whatever time seems to work in for the girls and whatever I happen to be doing, we try to make it work.
Well, that's great. So this is probably, ladies and gentlemen, the most honest podcast you're going to get. It doesn't have, the big fancy
They might
filters.
Have a beverage while we're talking, too.
Oh, I don't know. Hello. Sassafras there,
yeah,
something like that. Well, anyway, go to their website there, and I'm going to have this on our website too. We're going to do a little story on this, and we're going to keep the video with the story. Also, the video is going to stay on Facebook Live, and we're going to tell everybody just when, where, how, and everything else in case they didn't write it all down while they were driving into work while listening to us on the radio. And we'll give you all the ticket information, too. And we do have some sponsors that we'd like to probably want to give a shout-out to. Looks like Lockhart Cowboy Customs, Yeti. We've got New Dart, Total Feeds, and a few others here, too. And it looks like they've all been rather generous to help out and get their name associated with a quality product like yours.
Exactly. Lockhart is going to be there and have a booth, so if somebody wants to come and get them some custom boots made, Bo will be there taking measurements, taking orders. Not sure who else on that list. Molly's Manufacturing,
Molly's
they won't be there, but Bo will be there.
Yeah.
He's a new Go Buckle sponsor this year. Total Feeds is our oldest. Dr. Harry's been with us for a long time. Uh-huh. I'm a distributor for the feed, so if you got any questions about feed, uh-huh, I can answer your question.
There you go.
I
you hope. Can take home a sack.
Yeah.
Not for you, for the animals.
50.
Or 150. That works. Hey, Billy, thank you for being with us today.
It's always fun, Tom.
All righty. And, folks, remember, we're going to give away some of these tickets during the lunch hour today to the World Finals. And that's going to be at the Brantley Indoor Arena in Pawhuska coming up on the 15th and 16th. And don't forget, on Thursday, have a little fun at the Constantine Theater. And we'll give you the directions and everything else about that, too, on our website in a little bit. Billy, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We have more coming up right here on K1, the one you